Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. My name's Rick Hopkins. I'm your host, and it's good to be with you. Glad you're joining us. If you've been with us before, I'm glad you came back. And if you've never been with us, I hope you enjoy the show. We're presently doing a series on the Constitution and the amendments to the Constitution because we feel like, it's CCTA's charter to educate people on the Constitution. We're a conservative grassroots organization, and our nation was founded on 28 principles of liberty. The Constitution was written around those, and we want to share that information with everybody. So we're going to get started on some of that today. And the first thing I want to share with you is I got this in the mail today, ironically enough, and it's from Hillsdale College. And it says, how well do you know the U.S. Constitution? Take this four-question quiz to find out. So, question number one. The Constitution gives what branch the ultimate responsibility of interpreting and upholding the Constitution? A. Legislative. B. Executive. C. Judicial. D. None of the above. The three branches are equally responsible for interpreting and upholding the Constitution. What say you, my panel?
D.
Hey, that was unanimous. Congratulations. D, the answer is all three branches are responsible.
Ka-ching.
They're equal. One's not more powerful than the
Actually,
other.
I beg to differ a little bit. The House originating money bills and the legislature having a longer list of things to be responsible for.
Remember the question.
I agree with the question. The answer to the question, what I don't agree with is that they're equal. There is a slight imbalance in the powers of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches.
Well, we might let you explain that at some point.
Okay.
However, question number? With the three branches, any two branches can gang up on the floor.
Oh, that's right.
But payback is a...
the main point is that the unilateral usurpation of constitutional review by the judiciary is nowhere to be found, anywhere in the Constitution, particularly a single appointed judge at the lowest level possible who decides they overrule law that's
now,
been passed.
Who would do that?
Somebody in
Have
Hawaii,
we seen
somebody
that
in D.C., somebody, you know, once or twice,
it's
maybe.
Further divided like this, that the who can impeach? Well, the House can impeach, but who does the trial? The Senate. So that's kind of interesting.
Right.
We've had two presidents impeached.
I want to offer up one more idea to do with this business of interpreting the Constitution, what's constitutional and what isn't. The states wrote that as a charter. And they gave the federal government only limited powers.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Let's move on to question number two.
Grind or something.
Where in the Constitution does the bureaucracy get its power?
Nowhere.
A, it doesn't. B, Article 1, Section 2. Or C, Second Amendment. Or D, the preamble.
A.
Exactly.
A.
The Constitution does not give the bureaucracy any power. Question number three. Who is ultimately responsible for holding government in check? A. The President. B. The Supreme Court. C. The American people. No, Bob, it's not you. D, the Federal Reserve.
Charlie.
C. They and me.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't put the states in there as one.
Well, practical power, it's D.
Right?
Because if you control the money, you control everything. Holy smokes.
The correct answer was C.
The practical answer is
the American people have the ultimate responsibility of holding the government in check. And you do that at the polls.
As long as one vote.
And more than
one
that,
person, one vote.
Once you have voted for people, you need to make sure what they're doing is what
Absolutely.
They were sent there
Hold
to do.
Hold them accountable. Question number four. The Constitution established separate branches of government and the system of checks and balances to protect the people from A. one another, B. tyranny, C. foreign influence, or D. becoming complacent.
Tyranny.
B is the correct answer. Hey, I'm proud of my panel. And speaking of my panel, we have Bob and Mary Griswold. We have Diane Ruffino. We have Hal and Rainer James. And we have Michael and Rick. And again, welcome to the show. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. And then we're going to come back and dive some more into the history of our Constitution and our Constitution. So listen to the ads from our sponsors and please take time to visit them and thank them for supporting the CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
We have alignment. Others, attention. Hands up.
Saturday, August 12th, Oriental Dragon Boat Race and Festival returns for the 8th consecutive year to magnificent River Dunes in Pamlico County. Dragon Boat Racing is the world's fastest growing water sport. Crews consist of 20 paddlers and one drummer. We have space for new teams and individual paddlers. Please check out our website, OrientalDragonBoat.com. Team categories include military, cancer survivors, seniors, youth, club, church, nonprofit teams, corporate and community teams. Come out and cheer. Come out and participate. Saturday, August 12th for the annual Oriental Dragon Boat Race and Festival, OrientalDragonBoat.com.
Are you fired up?
Need floor covering but don't know where to turn? McDowell Floor Coverings in Havelock has everything you need. Friendly people to help with options so you get the look you want at a price you can afford. A large inventory, quick delivery on special orders, quality products, and 80 years of combined installation experience. All at McDowell Floor Coverings, 273 Highway 70 West, Havelock. Two things to ask about: the spring into summer sale and how you might win a $500 gift card. McDowell Floor Coverings, Highway 70 West, Havelock.
For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we've smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Discover how much your animals benefit from good nutrition. Manette's Grocery stocks animal feeds designed to make horses and dogs feel their best. Got a horse in training that needs sustained energy? Or is your horse an older fellow? Tribute Equine Nutrition has special feed for each of them and will deliver. Manette's at 4001 Old Cherry Point Road is also a social center. You can have a snack, a cold drink, and trade some yarns. Oh, and you can even pick up a few groceries while you're here.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Hi, I'm Mary, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is President of Hillsdale College, Dr. Larry Arn, on the separation of church and state.
America's founders believed in a separation of church and state, in that the country was not to have an official religion or an official sect. But that did not mean that government was to be hostile to religion, or even indifferent to religion, as many today argue. In fact, America's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, includes both a reference to God as the author of the laws of nature and a confident assertion that human beings are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Far from being hostile or indifferent to religion, America's founders understood the theology of the Declaration to be an essential part of the education of citizens.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, like I said, we're going to continue our discussion of the Constitution, and I've got a paper here, and it starts out with the Declaration of Independence says God endowed us with rights. To secure the rights God gave us, we the people ordained and established the Constitution for the United States of America, wherein we created the federal government. We, the people, created the federal government, an alliance of sovereign states associated together in a federation for the limited purposes enumerated in the Constitution. Diane, you studied the Constitution under Judge Napolitano.
I did not study the Constitution. Okay. I just studied what judges have said.
Okay. I stand corrected. Whatever you studied, you should be smart enough to tell us what sovereign means when they say sovereign states.
So sovereign states are states that have the ability to govern for themselves. They have the full capacity to decide the laws for their people, national security, or their sovereign security. They make all the decisions determining their well-being, their security,
okay.
how to govern.
Thank you. And it goes on to state that the federal government of three branches, the legislative, executive, and judicial. Now, often at the gun shows when we set up our booth and we're handing out free constitutions and information on CCTA, Hal James will ask questions of young kids that come through, school-aged children of all to find out their knowledge of the Constitution and our history, with the ability for them to win a pocket knife or some other small prize if their parents agree. That is one of the questions he often asks. And most of the time, they can't tell you.
Yeah.
And if they do tell you, the odds are they're homeschooled.
Mm-hmm. Well, they couldn't give the definition in law school either.
Yeah.
Even outside of law school.
Well, unfortunately, I've asked a lot of kids, pretty old ones, what country we want our independence from. I mean, they don't know simple things like that, a lot of them.
Right.
Then I've run into a few kids that could name the presidents from George Washington right on down.
There was one homeschooler that could tell you what year. You tell him the year, and he'd want to know the month in order to say who the president was. He had
You find some brilliantly educated kids, but you find an awful lot that are so depressing. It's pretty bad.
Well, the point is, parents, if you don't know, we'll go over it again. Federal government has three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial. So pass that on to your kids. Tell them to go ask their teacher and see if their teacher knows.
Uh-oh.
Number one, has lawful power only over the objects, for the country at large. External, the federal government has lawful power over international trade and diplomacy, war, the national defense, the ability to make treaties, but only on objects authorized by the Constitution. Internally, to establish uniform commercial system, weights and measures, patents and copyrights, money system, gold and silver, bankruptcy laws, mail delivery and road building, laws on naturalization and immigration, certain civil rights in the amendments, making the force only a few criminal laws. A few criminal laws. How many thousands do we have now? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
You can't keep track of them all. Also, federal courts for specific purposes only, miscellaneous housekeeping, the census and things like that. They may borrow money and levy taxes, but only for purposes authorized by the Constitution. Diane, I see you waving your hand over there.
So this is what we, Rick, this is what we say when we say the federal government has sovereign power. So on these express objects, they have supreme power. Their power is higher, greater than the power of the states. They preempt the states. So that when we talk about dual sovereignty, this, what Rick had just read, is where the government is assumed to have the sole or the supreme power.
The federal.
That's when it has its sovereign power.
I think we have triple sovereignty because each individual is also a sovereign.
That's right. Well, that would be, I guess, the
To me, the problem comes when the federal government oversteps its brief as outlined or defined in the Constitution.
What happens then?
When do they not do that?
It should be state nullification.
Right. I mean,
I think one of the biggest problems, you look here and it says, may borrow money and levy taxes, but only for purposes authorized by the Constitution. We have gone so far off that road, it's unbelievable.
We're here. You're right.
I mean, if you limited our government to the things that are authorized by the Constitution, we'd have a reasonable tax rate.
We'd have no debt.
Well, that too.
We would have an awful lot of people out of work with the NGO organizations and all of the boards.
If we were Biden by that, we'd have a whole lot of socialists out of work in Washington, D.C.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Well, you'd have so few that Virginia and Maryland might be rational states to want to live in anymore.
Well, let's move on to number two. God-given rights secured by federal government. Life, and that's done through military, pirates, traitors, secure borders, protect us against all those things. Property rights, honest money, weights and measures, patents and copyrights, bankruptcy law. Limited and enumerated powers secure right to be left alone. I like that one. Just
yeah.
How many people want the government to just leave them alone? Yes. And
yes.
Fair trials in federal courts. And they give some examples there and quotes of scripture, Deuteronomy 1:16-17 and Deuteronomy 19:15-20, Matthew 1:8-16 and Exodus 18:13. 26. If y'all didn't get a chance to copy that down, the show repeats at 8 p.m. So you can listen to it again with the pen in hand.
If you're listening at 8 p.m., it'll also be online.
That's right. At
CCTaxpayers.com. You also find them on our website and you find all of them there.
Right.
It's interesting to me. Property rights is one of the things that's being infringed right now. There's a debate going on about civil forfeiture.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you look at around the world, the countries that have the least amount of poverty and the most wealth are the countries that ensure property rights. When there are no property rights, people have no incentive to accomplish anything, and it impacts the whole success of the country. And we're eroding that.
Well, yeah. It was proven really early on in our history because it happened in Jamestown. They darn near starved when everything was community. In 7 years of that, finally John Smith said, wait a minute, we're going to give each person gets a parcel of land and you get to keep whatever you can grow. And that changed the
Pilgrims did the same thing.
They did darn near the same thing up in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right.
What I was about to say. They nearly they caught on after two seasons, though, because it was a little bit colder, a little bit worse.
Talking about property rights, it's one of the three essential rights that are recognized in the Declaration. But look at the ability of government to tax property. Mm-hmm. In 1819, in a case called McCulloch versus Maryland, talking about the constitutionality of a national bank, John Marshall, he said the power to tax is the power to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he said Maryland can't tax the national bank, because you're going to destroy something that the government has the power to do, which it doesn't. But that line, the power to tax is the power to destroy, is absolutely true. And we attach that to a right.
And you know
we're
that,
talking about eroding an essential, and this is one of those inalienable rights.
Isn't that idea behind the notion that churches should not be taxed?
Well, I think one of the recent examples of that in the federal government, the power to tax, the power to destroy, is actually the tug of war when they started taxing cigarettes beyond belief to prevent, to discourage people from smoking. And yet, at the same time, the government is relying on that tax income. If instead they were to say, okay, we'll outlaw cigarettes, they'd lose the income.
But they're counting on the addiction.
We had a discussion about this. You know, anytime the government starts making any sort of taxing from one group for the purposes not in any way benefiting the population at large, specifically to redistribute, they're putting their finger on the scale, which is exactly what he was talking about, of picking winners and losers, whether that be by class or by any sort of grouping that they decide.
That's slavery, and it's completely wrong.
Let's look at a current issue. Healthcare. Obamacare. Is it a tax or a penalty?
Well, exactly. So going back to what Michael said.
All taxes are penalties.
If you go back to redistribution of wealth, taking tax money and then passing it out to some, all right? Well, that actually goes against the definition of a tax in our, I don't know if it's the internal revenue, but the definition of a tax for our government's purpose, and I think it is for the Treasury Department, and it is not a tax, it's only a tax if the money raised is used for the people in general, not for a few. If the tax is raised and it serves as a penalty, which is where it came in for the healthcare decision, if it actually serves as a penalty, it's not a tax. If it serves the purpose of just recouping money for something that person owed anyway or something like that, it's not a tax. A tax is only when it's raised for the general fund to be used in a general way.
So the entire welfare state is completely unconstitutional.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
I want to go back a minute to what Bob said about the cigarette tax. Because the government is almost schizophrenic on this. They're taxing cigarettes, they're doing anti-smoking ads, and they're subsidizing insurance for tobacco crops.
You see a lot of people smoking.
I mean, it's just insane.
And now they're going to be doing the same thing for marijuana.
But not just marijuana. We have American troops protecting poppy fields and then complaining about the opium epidemic and what's going on in this country.
You know,
that's a pretty insane one, whenever you talk about the amount of money we've spent on the war on drugs the last 35 years.
On the Lockwood Phillips show a few days ago, Ben Ball in the morning, and he had a guest on there that was talking about the way Social Security got involved with taking money from people. And when Social Security was first put in, according to the spokesman, the average life expectancy was 62. And so they figured that by 63, half of the people would be dead. You know, average is half. So they figured then that person would die and the government would take the money back. So you take the money that you put into Social Security and they expected you to get paid for 1 year and then die. That's what they expected the average person to do.
That's
now the average person is living to age 80 and so they're having some problems with it. But even
but they also stole the money out of Social Security and redistributed it.
They understood exactly what they're doing. They passed this ERISA, Employees Income Security Act of 1984, telling private pensions what they had to do with the money. If the government had followed their own rules, Social Security would be fat and overflowing.
But they've turned it into a giant Ponzi scheme whereby everybody is going broke.
Yeah.
A skeptical question. Okay.
That is the best kind.
We don't really want people to live longer, the government's point of view. I mean, if we would rather have their Social Security income, so we can do it with what we want. Is there any kind of a link between Obamacare and the health limited resources to extend
way to go dying.
Well, we'll leave our audience. We'll leave our audience.
The government wants everybody to be show up and pay taxes, and then the instant they stop working, disappear. Yeah. And in between, as long as you're turning in money for the system, you're they're happy.
There was once a movie made.
we'll let the audience ponder on that point, and we'll take a break to hear from our sponsors. We have gone down the what's outlined for the federal government. When we come back, we're going to talk about the states and the people.
All right.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
What do marine navigation systems, automatic firearms, diesel engines, and home long sprinklers have in common? Force 5, that's what. Force 5 was created to stop weapons from jamming in sandy Afghanistan, but it can do a lot more. Force 5 solves marine and firearms problems caused by rust, salt water, and corrosion. To clean, lubricate, protect, get Force 5. Anything else is a waste of time. Call Ernie at 252-670-0728 or go to force5-marine.com.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. Amazing Blaze in Bridgeton is the place for all your propane or natural gas needs. Amazing Blaze sells gas grills, tankless hot water heaters, why heat water you're not using, gas appliances, and of course they sell propane gas. Amazing Blaze can handle your propane to natural gas conversions and appliance installations. And if you need your gas equipment serviced or gas logs cleaned and serviced, that's right up the alley of their experienced and capable service technicians. Family owned Amazing Blaze, 811 Highway 17 in Bridgeton. That's Amazing Blaze, Highway 17, Bridgeton. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Hi, I'm Chandler, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is President of Hillsdale College, Dr. Larry Arn, on the continuing relevance of the Constitution.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had a very interesting session before the break on the federal government and the rights and responsibilities or powers that it has outlined in the Constitution. And now we're going to move on to the rights of the states and the people. Number one, the states and the people retain all powers except those few delegated exclusively to the federal government or prohibited to the states. And very few were exclusively delegated to the federal government. Federalist Paper number 45, third paragraph from the end, by James Madison, father of our Constitution. The powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined.
Yeehaw!
Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The former will be exercised principally on external objects, such as war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce. The powers reserved to the several states will extend to all the objects which concern the lives, liberties, and properties of the people and the internal order and prosperity of the state. Now, has the federal government overstepped its bounds?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yes. I want to make an observation. When the Constitution was written, it was because the Articles of Confederation were too weak and didn't provide for the funding of a national defense. National defense and external dealings were the main impetus that caused the Constitution to be written.
And the Tenth Amendment. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Number 2, state governments secure rights God demands that governments honor. Examples given are fair trials and protect us from those who seek to deprive us of God-given rights in the Bible. Examples given are our right to life, prosecute murderers, ban abortion, euthanasia, drunk driving, quarantines for dangerous diseases, etc. Sanctity of our persons, prosecute rapists, muggers, kidnappers, child molesters. Our property rights, prosecute robbers, punish negligence, fraud, and breach of contract. Courts available for dispute resolution. Yes, Bob?
How about something like NSA surveillance of American citizens? Is that, where does that fit?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, that's because they decided that they wanted to ship in people that were openly dangerous to the American citizens. Yeah. So that's how they justify all that.
Well, that's the list of the states and the people's rights. And it concludes by saying the federal government and state governments have different spheres of operation. The federal government is supreme only in those few and enumerated objects delegated exclusively to it. The states and the people retain supremacy in all other matters. When the federal government usurps powers retained by the states or the people, it becomes unlawful and illegitimate. And many of the laws that we the people are functioning under today, or dealing with, living with, or bound by, are unconstitutional laws.
And tyrannical as a result.
We the people allowed it to happen, and only we the people can undo it.
You said that last week, and I want to give some pushback, because the honest answer is, if the people don't know what's going on, how are they supposed to push back? And when you have a media that's complicit with the government in doing all of this,
Well,
it's
you figured out
so
how
Michael,
to
this is why we have no difference.
That's why you're supposed to have an independent press. Well, and yet whenever they, you know, show you on every turn.
I understand what you're saying, but here's how. Knowing what we just went over, if every citizen knows that and desires to live bound by that and uphold the Constitution as it was written and as it was intended.
And it says that
they don't need
the
press to tell them that it ain't in the Constitution.
But the government runs the schools and the schools aren't telling them.
So we need a robust...
You see how the problem
we allowed that too.
We need a robust First Amendment. And although we can all... You know, some of us, we can know the Constitution and know what our rights are and what the obligations of government are, where they're limited. If we do not have a robust First Amendment, meaning that these snowflakes try and shut people down when they try to exercise their right to free speech, if we don't get that forum, we're doomed.
Right. Well, Michael brought up a good point. The government runs the schools. Michael, do you go to school board meetings?
No.
Okay. Neither do most 99.9% of the other parents either.
But homeschooling is growing.
Right. Okay. So, again, I say, we the people allowed it.
How
the parents need to be involved in their children's education.
How can the parents even have the time to go to those meetings in a situation where just to make a median income or anywhere close to a livable income, both parents now are required to work,
you know,
which is
what?
Becoming
I think that's
incredibly
turning around. I was at a grocery store.
Wages aren't going up though.
I was at a grocery store this morning, but I was very surprised at the string of young women coming in with 2 and 3 children. There are stay-at-home moms to an extent that I hadn't seen before
in several decades.
It's a great illustration.
No, stay-at-home moms, if they're on welfare, there's a lot of stay-at-home moms.
You're talking about present time, Michael.
Right, but that's all been manipulated into existence by the government.
And we, the people, allowed that to happen. Because historically, if you look back, when the traditional family, you had a wage earner out there providing for his family, a mother staying home raising the children and usually educating them for a large part. The school systems, the people in the town were responsible for putting that together.
But you also have a lot more single parents than you ever had. And that was caused directly by no-fault divorce. And where did that start tumbling down? Where, you know, is anybody familiar? That started in California under Ronald Reagan, who a lot of people listening to this hold as a hero, but that's caused more people on government dependence and breaking up of the families on a greater scale than just about any social program passed by the liberals. And it's something that I know is a bitter pill for a lot of people to swallow, but that's led to more government dependence and more growth of government than almost any
breakdown
other.
Of the family.
It is. It's a lack of morals. It's the loss of our moral compass.
Hear, hear.
Got us away. Things became more important.
Right.
Okay? And that's why we had to send mom and dad out to work so they could get more things. And while they were busy doing that, the government was indoctrinating the kids. I agree with that. But still, ultimately, it's our responsibility not to let that happen.
And we can
Bob,
turn it around.
I think we've set up a false sense of priorities now with all the labor-saving devices that we have around the home, whether it's, and I'm just going to use the dishwasher, the washing machines, or whatever else. When children come home from school, many families rely on television to be the babysitter.
Well, that's even outdated now. And it's social media.
It's the internet.
It's social media. It's television and social media. Very, very few families will sit down for a family meal on a daily basis and get to talk to one another. And often when they even do sit down to talk to one another, they're all on their little personal devices.
Right. Well, they wrap this up here. By saying nullification is proper. Now, this paper was put out by Publius Hulda. Is that right, Diane?
Publius.
Hulda. .wordpress.com. And Diane, you tweeted out or messaged out today another publication she's recently done. You want to share that with us?
Sure, but before I do that, because this idea about federalism and about the 10th Amendment is so near and dear to my heart and actually is the foundation for nullification, I wanted to mention something that Thomas Jefferson said about federalism. As far as the state's obligations, their reserve powers, just this two-bit. We talk about state police powers. I don't know if anybody's heard the term, but police powers just kind of sum up what the breadth, the scope of state powers are, reserve powers. And we say that they are the types of powers that control the health and the safety and the welfare and the morality of the people in the state. So when you, if you hear the term police powers, that's just a term for those four areas, and they kind of sum up the reserve powers. Thomas Jefferson, his lifelong passion, aside from making sure that the states sought their independence from Great Britain for the right reasons, his passion was to stand up for states' rights. According to Thomas Jefferson, federalism was the same as states' rights. It was the right of the states to exercise state sovereign power, as recognized in the 10th Amendment. It was the right to assert them against the federal government, and the right to wrangle them away from the federal government when it tried to usurp them by abusing its powers. After all, the 10th Amendment can't enforce itself. So after both he and his friend James Madison left office, which was in 1816, that's when Madison left office, Jefferson pondered the federal union and wondered where it was headed. He warned that people must realize that government is best and most responsive when it is closest to the people. Most of the government authority should reside at the most local level, and that, he said, is what federalism ultimately provides. He wrote, "The way to have a good and safe government is not to trust it all to one, but to divide it among the many, distributing to everyone exactly the functions it is competent to. Let the national government be entrusted with the defense of the nation and to foreign and federal relations. The state governments with the civil rights, laws, police, and administration of what concerns the state generally. The counties with the local concerns of the counties. Let each ward direct the interests within itself. It is by dividing and subdividing these republics from the great national one down through all its subordinations, until it ends in the administration of every man's farm and affairs by himself, and by placing under everyone what is his own eye can superintend, that all will be done for the best. When every man is a sharer in the direction of his ward republic, or of some of the higher ones, and feels that he is a participator in the government of affairs, not merely at election one day of the year, but every day, when there shall not be a man in his state who will not be a member of some of its councils, great or small, he will let the heart be torn out of his body sooner than his power be wrestled from him by a Caesar or a Bonaparte."
Hmm. Wow.
I love that quote. Yeah.
So, here's a point I want to make. The reason we're doing these programs is to educate and to bring to light what the Constitution is really all about and what powers, separation of powers there are, and just what powers the states and the federal government have, which I think we've done a good job of doing today. Mm-hmm. Let's look at some local examples. Let's look at, in North Carolina, the voters overwhelmingly voted for the marriage amendment. Overturned by who? Federal judge.
Yeah.
House Bill 2. Overturned by who?
Federal judge.
Federal judge.
But I ask myself, are these the health, safety, welfare, or morality of the state? These are questions that are reserved to the states. They touch on these police powers.
Right.
Yep.
Number three, voter ID law. Again, the people of this state voted for that. Who overturned it? Federal judge. So, how do we enforce our state rights? Evidently, our state, our legislators...
Well, we tried taking up arms one time, and that didn't work.
Well, we the people are going to have to get involved somehow, and it's going to have to be at the polls. We've got too many people that say they're conservative, to take the oath they're going to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. But when some federal judge says, no, I'm overturning it, they roll over and say, okay, we'll file an appeal and we'll do all this stuff.
When they should be looking at nullification, there aren't enough people who are willing to accept that. And I think we need to look for people, actively recruit people to run who understand the kinds of things that we've been talking about today, who are willing to stick their necks out, who are willing to be different, not go along to get along. It's gotten us in a mess.
And here's the other side of that. When you do have people that aren't upholding their end of their oath, like we had an attorney general that refused to defend the state
against that federal judge's
yes.
order. We should have impeached him.
Absolutely.
He should have been gone, fired. But no, he kept drawing a paycheck and still wasn't doing his job.
And spent all that time running for governor.
And now he's governor.
Right.
Yep.
Now he's governor. So, again, we the people are responsible for that. Hal?
Yeah, I'd like to mention, too, that we're anxious for people to take the book that we first started, or 5,000-year leap is what we use now to study the Constitution. And we have some interest shown in Carteret County to do a study group down there.
We're going
to
be pursuing that.
We'll be pursuing that, exactly. I think that's going to help a lot.
And that'll be very useful to those of you that are homeschooling or those of you that aren't and do want your kids to be exposed to our founding documents.
An alternative view of them. Often they don't look at them at all, and when they do, they're misrepresented.
Well, it's not only an alternative view, it's the factual historical
Absolutely.
View.
But that's not what's being taught in schools.
I understand. Well, we've got to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we've smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Discover how much your animals benefit from good nutrition. Manette's Grocery stocks animal feeds designed to make horses and dogs feel their best. Got a horse in training that needs sustained energy? Or is your horse an older fellow? Tribute Equine Nutrition has special feed for each of them and will deliver. Manette's at 4001 Old Cherry Point Road is also a social center. You can have a snack, a cold drink, and trade some yarns. Oh, and you can even pick up a few groceries while you're here.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
What do marine navigation systems, automatic firearms, diesel engines, and home-long sprinklers have in common? Force 5, that's what. Force 5 was created to stop weapons from jamming in Sandy, Afghanistan, but it can do a lot more. Force 5 solves marine and firearms problems caused by rust, salt water, and corrosion. To clean, lubricate, protect, get Force 5. Anything else is a waste of time. Call Ernie at 252-670-0728 or go to force5-marine.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We've been talking a very lively discussion on the federal government's rights and duties and the state's rights and the people's rights. And I hope y'all have gotten something out of that. It airs again at 8 p.m. So if you want to go back over it again, that'll be great. And as Hal mentioned, we will in the future be doing another study on the 5,000-year leap. And that will be a great opportunity for you to really get deep into this and learn a lot about our founding documents based on the 28 Principles of Liberty. And Diane, you're going to tell us about Publius Hulda.
So Publius Hulda is a very short, very brilliant woman. She's a constitutional attorney. She's out of Tennessee. And she has a blog, publiushulda.wordpress.com.
A great resource for this.
Absolutely wonderful resource. She writes, she's very, very articulate, very, very knowledgeable. Does not write very long-winded articles like yours truly. And she writes pretty much on three very pertinent topics, maybe four topics that are very timely. She'll write on convention of states, the perils or the dangers of a constitutional convention, Article 5. She writes about nullification, and she writes about Second Amendment. I believe those are the three that she writes about predominantly. Okay.
Well, this particular article that you talked about today, we don't have time to get to it this session, but how about start to show off with that next week on it?
Yeah.
Diane, I thought it was interesting that she mentioned she was short. We like short people.
A lot of energy. She has a lot more energy than I have. Makes me look comatose half the time. But if she ever...
Well, look out then.
Yeah, I know. She's a dynamo. And she speaks. She'll come out every once in a while. She spoke at Nullify Now, the rally.
We went to that in Raleigh and heard her. She's great.
Well, we've got to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
There's something for everyone at Stingray Cafe in New Bern. For the seafood lover, there are oysters, shrimp, scallops, clams, crabs, snow crab legs, and a wide variety of fish. Not in the mood for seafood? How about a salad, a burger, beef brisket, or some good old hickory smoked barbecue? There's even a menu section for folks 10 and younger. Open 7 days a week to Stingray Cafe on South Front Street in New Bern, just across the street from the History Center.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Need floor covering but don't know where to turn? McDowell Floor Coverings in Havelock has everything you need. Friendly people to help with options so you get the look you want at a price you can afford. A large inventory, quick delivery on special orders, quality products, and 80 years of combined installation experience. All at McDowell Floor Coverings, 273 Highway 70 West, Havelock. Two things to ask about: the spring into summer sale and how you might win a $500 gift card. McDowell Floor Coverings, Highway 70 West, Havelock.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We opened the show up starting talking about Hillsdale College and the four questions that were asked there. That was sent to me by Hillsdale College. They do a free online course called Constitution 101. It's an excellent course. It's free. You just go to hillsdale.edu, and look for Constitution 101, a free course. And Bob, you were going to tell us about a book study that Nan's going to do.
I received an email requesting to let people know that starting in August, there will be a new book study using an entirely different format. The book is a work of fiction called The Golden Pinnacle by Robert Gore. The book starts during the U.S. Civil War and continues through the beginning of the 20th century. The emphasis is told through the life story of one man in the Industrial Revolution. The book is available in an ebook format as well as a paperback. The paperback book is $25. The ebook format is $6.99. After a survey, they decided that the book study will be begin August 18th on Friday. Books will be available at our business meeting August 14th.
Okay, you'll be able to find out more about that study at our website, cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Click on the education button and you can get Nan's contact information, or you can just click on the feedback or contact button on cctaxpayers.com and tell them that you're interested in taking that class. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Appreciate all your participation. Thank you for tuning in. Come back and join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
The CCTA appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife Shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Stingray Cafe, South Front Street, New Bern, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55, Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Manette's Grocery, Force 5 Marine Saltwater Corrosion Inhibitor, Oriental Dragon Boat Races, and Amazing Blaze, Highway 17, Bridgeton. Join us again next week at this time for your Wake Up Call from the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, online at cctaxpayers.com.
We have alignment. Others, attention. Hands up.
Saturday, August 12th, Oriental Dragon Boat Race and Festival returns for the 8th consecutive year to magnificent River Dunes in Pamlico County. Dragon boat racing is the world's fastest growing water sport. Crews consist of 20 paddlers and one drummer. We have space for new teams and individual paddlers. Please check out our website, OrientalDragonBoat.com. Team categories include military, cancer survivors, seniors, youth, club, church, nonprofit teams, corporate and community teams. Come out and cheer. Come out and participate. Saturday, August 12th for the annual Oriental Dragon Boat Race and Festival, OrientalDragonBoat.com.
Are you fired up?
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.